When it comes to some of the more unique needs of women, we observed a few things. So some women, particularly from cultures where women tend to be excluded, need some non-financial support to gain their social networks, language skills, and exposure just to get the confidence of doing some work outside the house. For example, one of our respondents in Nairobi was a 30-year-old single mother, and she never went to school. She and her husband had fled from Ethiopia to Nairobi about 8 years ago, after her husband had been arrested and taken to prison where he was tortured. For 5 years, her husband was the only breadwinner in Nairobi. And she says she barely left the house. So she's in this new place. And she really only made during those 5 years, one friend who was also Ethiopian, who she could talk with and who was a neighbor. But then after 5 years, her husband was arrested, accused of not having the right documentation. And this is something that's quite common in Kenya, especially among male Somali and Ethiopian refugees. While he was arrested, he started becoming very sick. And shortly after, he died in the hospital after he had been released. So here's this widow who's been living just in her house for 5 years in a country where she doesn't speak the language, she's never had a job, and she was really, really scared. But her one friend really encouraged her to get out and start a business of selling coffee. And she just found this experience transformative. Even through COVID, she was able to earn enough money to keep paying her rent and avoid eviction, which was very common for the rest of our sample. She told us that she regretted waiting so long to get out and start her business. She feels like she could have helped take care of her husband when he was sick and might have even had some savings when he died. She also felt ashamed that she had been living in Kenya for 8 years and hadn't learned Swahili. She says it was almost like those first 5 years in Kenya were completely wasted.